The Sunday Business Show
with Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Next up we have a niche little business.
It's a niche little business on The Sunday Business Show. Today FM.
And I am a child at heart, and I was delighted when producer Ruth Devaney told me we were having a magician on the show. Any excuse, I say. Hamish Urquhart is a magician by day, but an entrepreneur by night, and he has spotted what he believes is a gap in the magic market. He has created an app called Party Whiz that helps parents organise kids' parties. Good morning, Hamish.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us about your app.
So Party Whiz is actually an online platform for booking entertainers and key elements for a party all in one place.
Now, what does that mean?
So basically it means making life easier for both people organising parties and also the entertainers themselves.
That's not that hard.
Well, actually, the first segment we're looking at is the kids' entertainment market. And actually, if you're a busy parent organising a party, what you need is to make your life easier. So you can go online, partywhiz.com.
You go down to the local cinema or the local McDonald's or whatever, and that's your party.
No, you need to be much more original than that. It's a very competitive market out there. And so what you need to do is you need to go onto partywhiz.com. You can choose your entertainer. Have a little browse, see what they do, look at YouTube videos of them in action,
reviews,
yeah, and then you can book it all online, and then you've got themed accessories to as well. So it's
It is a business. So how do you make your money?
So actually, we take a small commission from the entertainers for every booking that's made through the platform. And also, like a good old Ryanair website, we make money on the accessories as well, because let's say you've booked a magician, you can then have themed accessories, you can have magic party bags, magic tableware, magic decorations, that kind of thing.
What is your most expensive entertainer?
So we go from about €85, which would be for a balloon modeller maybe for an hour, up to around €500 for one of the top magicians in Ireland.
500 quid. Okay, I'll put that onto my bucket list of things.
But I say the average would be around 150, 200 euros.
That now, kind it of is a huge market.
It's a huge market, absolutely. I mean, this is just the children's party market in the UK and Ireland alone is worth 1.5 billion.
That's a lot of money.
It is, and the average cost of a children's party, would you believe, is 350 to 400 euros in Ireland. That's before you've even got the present. So it's big business, and there's 60,000 entertainers out there in Ireland and the UK.
I thought you were going to say in Ireland.
Ireland and the UK. So there's an opportunity there, definitely, Conal.
And you're not just sticking with the kids.
No, absolutely. The plan is to move to, I mean, it's easily translatable as a concept to all elements of entertainment. So if you're corporate or if you're looking for an entertainer for your wedding, that's our next plan. That's what we'll be bringing on board shortly.
And this being an entrepreneur is brand new to you?
No, not at all. My background's actually marketing. So when I moved to Ireland a couple of years ago, I was looking to do something a little bit different. I've been working in Dubai and Singapore before that. Running an advertising agency there. And I thought, well, actually, I want to do something a bit different. What can I do that kind of marries my interests, which is my real passion is magic, and also the marketing background? So it was when I started doing a few shows and started talking to some of the people booking me, I realized that there was a real opportunity to do something that could make the whole process of booking a party that much easier. And so it was a combination of those couple of things. And there was another thing that I read sort of research-wise, and it was something extraordinary like... even though everybody has to put on a party for their kids, about 46% of them said that the effort involved in actually doing it didn't warrant the return. So that was really sad. I thought at the same time, that's a real opportunity. And I want to make people enjoy organising and hosting their parties.
If you keep them quiet, though, how do you keep them quiet?
Well, you keep them quiet by having an entertainer, which takes that off your hands, so that at least an hour of the party is sorted for you.
What is the most unusual entertainer you have?
So we've got all sorts of entertainment, as I said, balloon modellers, face painters, magicians, arts and craft, and we're bringing on all sorts of different things at the same time as well. So watch this space.
Anybody with snakes or anything like that? Or?
Well, yes, I was hoping to get one of the animal men on the show as well.
I've only just made that up. You do? You actually?
At the moment, I don't. Yeah. But that's something that's very much on the agenda.
How are you getting your brand awareness, say in the UK? How is that? I mean, obviously you're now on the Sunday Business Show, the world's greatest business show. So Ireland will know about you, but how are you going to get known in the UK?
Well, I mean, the good thing is that I'm actually from the UK originally. You might be able to tell from my accent.
I saw your name and I decided you were Scottish. Hamish Urquhart.
No, well, Hamish is a Scottish name, but I'm originally...
And Urquhart is as well, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So my grandfather's Scottish.
Sorry, I beg your pardon. I interrupted you. You were just about to tell me how you're going to be big in the UK.
Well, the UK market will be the next market for us because obviously Ireland's quite small, but there's a huge opportunity, as I said before, in the UK as well. So it would be
appreciated. But how are you going to get known there?
Because it's about building a strong brand, and
how?
I'm going to position myself as the authority on the entertainment market.
I presume there's somebody else doing this as well, isn't there?
Well, funnily enough, there's nobody doing exactly what we're doing, and most of the competition is people going directly. There are sort of platforms out there where you can put out a brief and then you get quotes back, but that no one allows you to book entertainers instantly, and that's what we allow you to be able to do. So it's making life much easier.
And I know the answer to my next question.
Right.
When you say we, I am talking to we.
You are the royal we.
The royal we.
Yeah. So at the moment it is just me, but I am working with a wonderful developer, Owen of Metric, and also I've got a great team of advisors. But, I will be looking to expand in the near future.
Now, I have no idea how this next segment is going to work, but I am told that we are going to have a magic trick on radio.
Well, we're going to try.
And we are going to film it because Ruthie is filming as we go, and then we'll bang it up onto the website.
Brilliant.
What do you want me to do?
Okay, so what we need to do, you need to be the eyes of your listeners for a few moments.
I am the eyes.
Yeah, brilliant. So you can vouch for everybody there's been a pack of cards on the table in front of me since before the interview. Is that right?
Correct.
Great. I wouldn't want anyone to think that I cheat. Perish the thought. Now, what I want you to do, Conal, is to make your mind go blank.
That's very easy for me.
I was going to say, I hope it wasn't too easy. But anyway, then what I want you to do is to name the first playing card that comes into your head.
Name it.
Yes.
King of Hearts.
The King of Hearts. Now, was there any particular reason you chose the King of Hearts?
Was it what came into my mind.
Okay, brilliant. Because
I don't believe this.
I reversed a card before I came on air this afternoon. And one card should actually be facing the other way around from all the rest. Can you see that?
I can see one. And again, this has been filmed by Ruth.
Brilliant. Now, what was the card that you just merely thought of? The King of Hearts.
Yes.
So if the card that I reversed was the card that you merely thought of, would that be amazing?
It would be amazing.
Or prepare to be amazed. The King of Hearts.
Okay. That is fantastic.
Well,
I have
thank you
no
very much.
idea how you did that. And it is all... It couldn't have been set up. There was no agreement, no nothing. There's no dodgy stuff at all. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Absolutely love this stuff. Anybody who wants to find you will find you at PartyWizz, WIZZ.
Exactly, partywizz.com.
And why PartyWizz?
PartyWizz, wizard, quick.
Oh, wizard, now
yeah,
I
being
get
a wizard
something.
Yeah.
And you are open for business right away, is
Absolutely.
That correct?
Absolutely,
cool.
Yeah.
And as I say, we will put up, still wondering how you did that. we'll put that, that's really good. That's why I have been caught or I've been caught on that one.
The Sunday Business Show.
With Gas Networks Ireland. So convenient with no need to store, order or pay in advance. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.